The forecast is actually for pretty good weather this weekend, and we've got the market on Sunday. How's it all looking?
Yeah, it's all looking quite good. We've just got about three stalls that haven't fully confirmed yet. You know, I think they're just waiting on the weather forecast. But yeah, we've got just over 30 stalls booked in, and most of them have paid, so that's a good commitment. We've got Sasha coming back from Kaiwaka Kitchen.
All right.
Yeah, so that will be fun. And also Morning Glory Coffee Cart, but run by two really enthusiastic full-time people that work in other full-time jobs, but they've got this passion for making coffee.
And many people do, of course.
Hey, I know, isn't it? Gorgeous, yes.
The Kaiwaka food van truck thing, stand?
Yes.
What sort of food do they make? Because they haven't been there for through winter, have they?
I know. Well, that's because Sasha's got another job. So she's a chef. She's a professional chef, basically. So she was at ISO Bar working there, and probably some other places too, you know, because she's a busy lass. So mainly fresh fish, but she has lovely hot chips. And the store holders managed to get a toasted bacon and egg sandwich and, you know, that kind of stuff before, the customers and visitors come.
Do you know what? I'm sorry to get completely distracted. I looked out the window and I can see rain going in two different directions, sideways in two different directions.
Wow.
It's just the swirly wind. I've never seen that before. I've sat here for like 10 years. And, it's a sign of how mad things are at the moment. Sorry to interrupt. Are there any other food stalls?
Not hot food stalls, no. There are our usual regular, Rick and Liz with pesto, etc., and that lovely lemon spread that Liz makes. We've got the peanut butter crew plus their juices. We've got Nan and Dino back. They were away overseas for a month. They're back with their chili sauce.
If you're feeling hungry, you can always go to Rick and Liz's and do lots of taste tests. You know, if times are tough.
And by jazz. Yeah, did you manage to interview B?
Not yet, no. It's probably going to be next week now. It's one of the hardest interviews I've tried to organise with people catching COVID and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, right, yeah. So, yeah, she's got the relishes. She's decided to go outside now, so she won't be in Eva's room. She'll be out under a gazebo, but we'll watch that space. But the great news is that we've got Moira back, who's a very well-known jewellery maker. She was part of the Raglan Creative Market community for many, many years. Lives in Auckland, so, you know, obviously has friends in Raglan, so she stays with them when she manages to do the market. She does other markets nowadays. So it's great to have her back. And we look forward to seeing her. She's a lovely person. Yeah.
The exhibition room has an exhibition on at the moment, the Raglan Arts Weekend preview. Are you going to have stalls in there, or is that not feasible?
No, because you've got that centre. You've got that centerpiece now with all. It looks good. I think it's the launch tonight, actually.
It's already launched.
It's already launched, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, when did I miss that? I thought it was on Tuesday.
I think it was.
Was that last week?
It was last week.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough. I was out of sync last week. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, it looks great.
Yeah, well, people can check out the art. And it is quite good. Like, I'm not big on art exhibitions, but it's a really interesting one because there's about 40 different artists in there.
Yeah. There were people coming in yesterday when I was in the office, and two pieces of art sold, and they were high-end art too. And we were like, woohoo!
Like I said, it's a wide variety of art, and some, like you say, there's some. You can spend some money if that's your aim. That's for sure. All right. We're not using that room, but the rest of the spaces are available, and the weather looks like it's going to be good.
Even though it's raining
right now as we talk, that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, it's raining in two parts where you are. We're going to use the tarmac close to the clay shed. Okay, and then we'll slowly be opening up the grass area probably from November onwards. Yeah, so there'll be about 4 or 5 stalls there at Morning Glory. Excuse me. Morning Glory Coffee Cart's actually going to be round there, and they're going to be parked there throughout summer. And we're going to see how that folds. It won't be open all the time, of course.
But you mean on non-market days?
Yes. But we'll watch that space, and you know, because because we've got a number of markets with 2 or 3 weeks apart in January, February, March. It just seemed a bit of a better idea to see if we could leave the cart there. And
okay.
Paul, who owns it from Morning Glory, has agreed for that to happen.
Is there anyone using the kitchen at the moment?
You mean during the market?
Just during the month, really.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Although Steve, who makes the bagels, he's back in Canada right now for a little while. Yeah, but if you ask me who, I'm not going to be able to put my head together on that one.
But I was there the other day and I could just smell something nice cooking, that was all. I wasn't out the back, so
yeah.
I presume things are still happening.
Yeah, they are still happening. I mean, it's different with Ulo's not being there, and then, you know, but people come and go. They usually hang around for about a year, it seems, and then they...
Get off the ground, basically.
Yeah, we had this international pianist playing. Aaron, that was so gorgeous. Max and Jacqueline, who work, you know, way more hours than I do, they listened to her on Monday, Tuesday, and I managed to hear her play on Wednesday. She was amazing.
Oh, this was someone who just wanted to practice.
Yeah, because they're going down to Christchurch. I think it was yesterday they were going down, all today, to perform at a, you know, big concert. And, oh, my goodness, it was incredible. The sound of the piano. I was really impressed.
You didn't think that piano could sound that good?
Well, I did not, no.
there's some talent there. Hey, I'm back to the stalls. Have we got new stalls this weekend?
Yes, we do. We have 4 new stalls. They vary from health and crafts. And then there's an interesting stall with clothes, and she calls herself Zero Waste Fashion Designs or something like that. But, yes, Zero Waste. I thought, okay. She's from Hamilton. Her name's Emma. So I'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Sounds like a bit of us out here. Do you need any buskers to turn up? Anything like that? You got to call out for buskers?
Oh, yeah. There's always room for buskers. Yes, please.
The weather will be fine. It's really hard to. I'm having trouble convincing myself that it's going to be a fine day for the market when I look out the window and there's this wind and rain out there. I'm pretty confident. That it'll be a nice day.
Yeah, and we've always got the upstairs space, and if stalls want to go upstairs, then that's available. And so, you know, it might become a bit like Tisrangi Market where there's lots of stalls inside.
Yeah, well, if the weather's not good, yeah, you can do that. So it's October's not, it's not quite summer yet. November might start to feel like summer. I know that the December market's always jam packed. Everyone doing their Christmas shopping, and from what I heard before, you're looking at sort of two markets a month through January till March or something.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. We did have one penciled in for the Anzac weekend, and we were going to have a special canine additional market there at the end of I think it was on the 23rd of April, but we can't be a retailer, which is what the market is in a sense, because of Anzac. So you can't trade before midday. So
no.
I'm having to rethink about that market.
I won't try and solve. Immediately, my brain's like, how can we work this out? But we're on the radio. We're not doing this on the not problem solving on the radio. We are just talking about the market. So we'll remind people it's this Sunday, 10 o'clock.
It's Sunday, 10 o'clock till 2. Yeah.
Okay. And that's all people need to know. Oh, where is it? Tell people where it is if they're not from Raglan.
It's in the middle of Stewart Street, but not right in the middle where cars pass, but number 5.